Now, drones aren't just used these days to take stunning panoramas, disrupt major airports. They also have the capacity for some very unique scientific research. PhD graduate and marine biologist Dr. Vanessa Perotta uses drones to collect whale snot from eastern Australian humpback whales to gain some information on their health for conservation. We are lucky enough that Vanessa joins us on the line now. Vanessa, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
I'm going to go straight to the obvious question. Why whale snot?
Whale snot is a very non-invasive way of trying to get a sort of a snapshot of whale health non-invasively. So we're able to fly through whale snot using a drone, which is that visible plume of spray that your listeners may have seen as a whale comes to the surface to take a breath. We often see that blow or that very, it's like someone has turned on a hose and turned it off, and then there's what appears to be water flickering through, which there is a mixture of it, but rather that's a juicy organic biological mixture of health information which we can collect as scientists to learn more about their health.
And so what exactly can you learn from the whale snot after you guys have collected it?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, it depends on what you're targeting. So for my PhD, I was acting as a microbiologist, which means I'm looking at very small bacteria. So often your listeners probably hear people talking about their gut microbiome or microbiota. What we're looking at in that case for the whales, we're looking at their lung microbiota. So the different types of bacteria living in their lungs to then compare with sick whales or whales and other populations around the world to work out how healthy our animals are. And then we can use this as a potential early warning tool for looking at changes in health over time. Especially this population on the East Coast, where we have so many humpback whales travelling through our waters each winter, which is just a conservation success story, which is really good news for our animals here.
And I read that you actually had to go about creating a drone in order to retrieve the snot. What was that process like?
That was one of the best parts of the study, and it's still ongoing. Our drones are still being modified as we speak. So what we did is we couldn't find an off-the-shelf product, essentially, so, you know, go into any retail store and there's a drone to buy. And unfortunately, they're not proof, first of all. They're not sea-proof, and they don't have a petri dish for our liking. So a petri dish is a collecting device. It's a round, plastic, small dish that fits in the palm of your hand. And we use that to collect the whale snot on. So what we do is I collaborated with a fantastic drone cinematography company here that's now branched out, which is called Heli-Guy Scientific. And together we've developed and custom-built waterproof drones which are able to place a petri dish on the top of it, which can open and close to minimise sample contamination. These drones are really cool. They're very fast. It's a racing-style type drone. It's a quadcopter, which means it has four propellers. And it can go super, super fast, and it can fly over whales, which I must have got to add in, we did have to seek scientific permitting as well as animal ethics to fly drones over whales within New South Wales waters.
I imagine that probably was an entire process in and of itself too.
Yeah, that's right. It was obviously the fun side of the science, but in order to make all that happen and for a legitimate purpose, we're not just flying drones over a whale, it does require that we have everything in place to make this all publishable as well, which we have published two studies recently in two scientific journals.
And have you found anything particularly surprising in some of the work that you guys have published?
Well, first of all, the first paper looked at lung bacteria, so I was able to characterise the types of bacteria for this population via this method, which was just fantastic because we're now learning what are the types of bacteria we're likely to find in what we consider healthy whales and then compare that with other whales around the world. So that was a good step, and we're also able to prove that this method works. And then another great addition to that was looking at collecting viruses living in whale lungs, which, to our knowledge, we're one of the first, I think the first in the world to show that you're able to collect viruses via this method with whales. And some of the viruses that we found, it's really interesting that because viruses need a host, in just general speak terms. So these whale-carrying viruses that are associated with areas down in Antarctica, which is great for us to know that because we know that they do go down, but really that these animals are acting as kind of little reservoirs transporting bacteria and also viruses around the oceans.
Well, it's some pretty amazing work. Vanessa, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
That was PhD graduate and marine biologist Dr. Vanessa Perotta on using drone technology as a makeshift mechanical tissue for whales.